listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, what do you do when your client is unhappy with their prescription drug coverage, but it's outside of the annual enrollment period? We've got your answer in the form of a few different scenarios that can qualify your client for an SEP. ASG Episode 110, the Part D SEP triggers that can help you post AEP, written by Roxanne Anderson. Imagine this, a flustered prospect calls you on January 7th. In a voice laced with frustration, he explains that one of his friends referred him to you. He's not happy with his current prescription drug coverage and wants to change plans. Now remember, it's your first time talking to this potential client, and your conversation could be the stepping stone to making a multitude of sales. Will you A, tell him you'd like to help, but the annual enrollment period ended last month, or B, see what you can do? After AEP comes to a close, it's important to remember special election periods, SEPs for short, and the invaluable opportunities to help others and grow your business that accompany them. There are many factors that can qualify your client for an SEP to change his health and drug coverage. Let's talk in more detail about a few of the triggers which qualify your client for a Medicare Part D SEP and how these SEPs work. First up, receiving extra help. Extra help is a Medicare program that helps qualifying individuals with low incomes and limited resources pay for their Part D costs. Your client can receive extra help in either of two ways: through application or automatic enrollment based on being eligible for Medicaid, a Medicare Savings Program or MSP, or supplemental security income. In the case that your client has automatic enrollment, he has an SEP to enroll in, drop, or switch Medicare Advantage or Part D plans that starts the month he's able to join Medicaid or an MSP. This SEP allows him to switch his health or drug plans once a month. If your client applies for extra help and is granted it, he has an SEP to join, drop, or switch prescription drug plans or Medicare Advantage prescription drug plans, MAPDs for short. Further, this client can choose to switch his drug coverage once a month, provided he continues to receive extra help. If your client loses his extra help eligibility, he has a one-time SEP to drop or switch his Medicare Advantage or Part D plan. Next, enrolling in a qualified SPAP can trigger an SEP. Your client may be eligible for an SPAP, or State Pharmaceutical Assistance Program, which offers prescription drug assistance to seniors with low incomes. If your client qualifies for an SPAP, he has one SEP per year he can use at any time to enroll in a Medicare Advantage or Part D plan for the first time, or to switch MA or Part D plans, as long as he was not automatically enrolled in a Part D plan by his SPAP. Losing SPAP eligibility also gives your client an SEP to join or switch to a different Part D or MAPD plan, even if he did not previously have Part D coverage. This special election period begins the month your client was notified of his loss of SPAP eligibility or loses his SPAP eligibility, whichever happens first, and ends 2 months after whichever happens second. Medicare's PACE program. The Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, more commonly referred to as PACE, is a government program that helps get qualifying members coordinated care in their homes and communities. It offers coverage for doctor visits, hospital visits, and prescription drugs, among other services. If your client qualifies for this program, he has an SEP to drop his Medicare Advantage or Part D plan to join PACE at any time. If he disenrolls from PACE, he has an SEP to enroll in a Medicare Advantage or Part D plan that ends 2 months after his disenrollment is effective. non-Medicare drug coverage. Sometimes your client may be able to obtain coverage from a non-Medicare source. If so, he could have an SEP to change his health or drug plan. Eligibility and desire to join or maintain creditable drug coverage through the VA, TRICARE, or an SPAP provides your client an SEP to drop his MAPD or PDP and stay or enroll in one of those programs. Additionally, your client has an SEP if he wants to join or drop his employer or union-sponsored health and/or drug coverage, whether or not it's considered creditable. If your client drops his employee or retiree coverage, he has an SEP to join or switch MA or Part D plans. This SEP lasts until 2 months after the month his former coverage ends. On the other hand, if your client wishes to enroll in his employee or retiree coverage, he has an SEP to drop his MA or Part D plan and join his employee or retiree plan upon becoming eligible for it. The next scenario, turning 65 while already on Medicare. If your client is already on Medicare because of a disability and is turning 65, he qualifies for an SEP to change his health and/or drug coverage and a new Part D initial enrollment period, IEP for short. Both of these start 3 months before the month he turns 65 and last 3 months after his birth month. With this SEP, your client can drop his MA or MAPD plan to switch to original Medicare or an MA plan without prescription drug coverage. He can then use the IEP to join a PDP. Next up, the 5-star special enrollment period. Your client can use this SEP if they wish to enroll in a 5-star plan. Every fall, CMS rates plans for the upcoming year based on their overall performance. If AEP has passed, but your client would like to join an MA or Part D plan rated 5 out of 5 stars for next year, he has an SEP to join that plan from December 8th of the year the rating was released through November 30th of the following year. Just keep in mind, he can only use this SEP once per year. Being enrolled in an underperforming plan. On a similar note, if your client has been enrolled in an MA or Part D plan that has received a star rating of less than 3 out of 5 stars for 3 consecutive years, he has an SEP to switch to a plan rated 3 out of 5 stars or higher. This SEP begins when your client receives notice of the situation from CMS in the fall and continues through the upcoming year. But your client must call 1-800-MEDICARE directly to use that SEP. Medicare Part B related events. Does your client have to pay a premium for his Medicare Part A coverage? Did or will he enroll in Part B during the Medicare general enrollment period, which runs from January 1st through March 31st? If the answers to those questions are yes, your client has an SEP to enroll in a Part D plan between April 1st and June 30th. Did your client have Parts A and B but lose Part B coverage and his MA plan? If so, he has a 2-month SEP, which starts when he learned he lost his Part B coverage, to enroll in a Part D plan. Going through other qualifying events. On top of all the triggers we previously mentioned, there are still even more ways your client could qualify for an SEP to change his prescription drug coverage. To name a few others, he could qualify if he's eligible for a special needs plan, disenrolls from his first Medicare Advantage plan, or drops his MA plan during the Medicare Advantage disenrollment period. What's more, if your client experiences an exceptional circumstance that he believes should allow him an SEP, he has the right to ask CMS for one. In short, when you receive calls from prospects or clients wanting to change their coverage post-AEP, don't turn them away. Remember to ask questions and determine if they're eligible for a special election period. These little windows of opportunity not only offer you the chance to make money during lock-in, but can also help you expand your client base and build your reputation as a knowledgeable, trustworthy consultant. To learn more about selling prescription drug plans, we recommend you visit our show notes. We have a couple other articles and episodes you'll want to check out. One that especially comes to mind is the episode prior to this one, episode 109, Four Steps to Finding the Perfect PDP for Your Client. And another one that I'd like to point out is episode 48, Seven Powerful Practices for Selling Prescription Drugs. Again, we will have those links in our show notes, along with links to other helpful articles and podcast episodes. If you've got questions for us, whether it's about prescription drug plans or another topic that you would like to learn more about, we want to hear from you. The Agent Survival Guide is here to help you survive today and thrive tomorrow, and that includes covering topics you want us to dive deeper into or specific industry questions that you would like answered. Let us know, and we can get those on our schedule of future episodes. That's it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We really appreciate your support, and we would love to hear from you, so please send in those comments and questions. Thanks for listening. We will see you next episode.